This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
The share values of France's leading banks continued to slide on Thursday, following sharp falls the previous day. Société Générale was the worst hit in panic selling on Wednesday, sparked by a rumour put about by a British newspaper, which the paper later admitted had been unfounded. From Paris, John Lawrenson has the story.
The British novelist George Orwell once described the Daily Mail as the very worst of English newspapers, prejudiced and sensationalist, but with a veneer of seriousness that set it aside from the tabloids and gave credibility to its inaccuracies. It's an analysis that the head of the Société Générale would probably share today, because on Wednesday, a claim in the Mail that the bank was on the brink of collapse led to a wild day of speculative selling. The bank's shares lost 22% of their value at one point before bouncing back to a 15% loss for the day. Société Générale CEO Frédéric Oudéa was obliged to go on a number of radio and television news programmes to try and halt the slide. It was this British newspaper that started the rumour, Oudéa told RTL Radio, and because of the general climate of fear about the French economy on the markets on Wednesday, the rumour took off. The paper has since apologised in the most grovelling way. I don't know if it's true that the journalist, as some have suggested, based his article on a series in Le Monde about the collapse of the euro, not understanding that the series was a work of fiction. The fact is that the newspaper admitted the article had no basis in fact. It's saddening to see such a lack of professionalism. Come Thursday morning, Soc Gen shares were down 41% since the market started trembling on July the 22nd. And it's not just the Société Générale. BNP Paribas is down 27% and the Crédit Agricole down 36% over the same three-week period. Soc Gen head Oudéa says French banks are solid. Despite losses incurred because of exposure to the Greek crisis, for example, Soc Gen made an overall profit of 1.6 billion euros last year. But however illusory the fears might be, the share price losses are real enough. And Wednesday evening, beneath the Great Arch at La Défense, the high-rise business centre just outside Paris, Soc Gen and other bank employees were milling about, swapping stories about the terrible day their firms had had on the stock market. One of them was CGT trade union rep Michel Marché. We'd been bracing ourselves for difficult times for a little while now, he said, and of course people are worried. The share price has just fallen by 20%. Enthusiasm is not the dominant feeling. But inside the company, people are aware that these are only rumours and the company is not on the edge of the abyss and is not about to disappear overnight. There is also a strong feeling in France that French banks, indeed the country itself, is being attacked by a menacing group of white-collar evildoers called les spéculateurs, and some are calling for stricter regulation, in particular a ban on the practice of short-selling borrowed shares where big money is to be made out of anticipating, or even some suggest precipitating, a collapse in share values. Pascal Bernachon is business strategist with KBL Richelieu Bank. The number one solution, Bernachon told TF1, was to do what we did during the 2008 crisis, in which we need even more during the summer period when there are relatively few players on the market, and that is to ban short selling. The French bourse regulator has the power to do this, on a temporary basis at least. It has also been asked by the Société Générale to investigate how that rumour that rocked the bank on Wednesday came about. John Lawrenson, Deutsche Welle Radio, Paris.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.